So we're doing the Sidra Kabbalah, and he's going to enumerate the Tanoim that are mentioned in Shas, and we'll read it just in English because each Tana that he mentions, here and there he adds some very important footnotes, and the footnotes, the comments he says about the Tanoim are very important comments, as you will see. So he says, okay, in Zroim, in Talmud, in Brachos, you have Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanos, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We knew that from the Mishnah Novos. And then Rabbi Gamliel, who was Rebbe's grandfather, whom they wanted to remove from the Nesias in face of Rabbi Yoshua with that whole machlokes, which is what Rashi also says, meaning there were two Rabbi Gamliels. There was the Rabbi Gamliel, who was the great-great-great-grandfather, Hillel's son. Hillel's grandson, Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon, Gamliel. So Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Hillel's grandson, Rabbi Gamliel, was the elder Rabbi Gamliel, executed by the Romans. It was his grandson who was the young Nasi, just after the destruction of the temple, who had the machlokas with the older Rabbi Yoshua. So yeah, this goes in line with Rashi.
Ah, really? Is that the same? Is that the Rabbi Gamliel who's in the same door as Rabbi Yoshua?
No.
Wow.
That's what he says, that's what Rashi says. Gives a different picture on the story. You have a young Nasi, must be 18, 20, 25. You have Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who's in his 80s or 90s or 100.
So what's the problem with the cover for Rabbi Gamliel? They're so concerned about an 18-year-old versus an
18-year-old. Oh, so now you got to relearn the Gemara.
And
or listen to our Ein Yaakov class where we discussed it.
How he was, you know, how he was... Rabbi, he was not persecuted, but he was, you know, a little bit abused.
Okay. Shammai Zaken, and the people who went with him generation after generation who are called Beis Shammai. And here we have a very interesting insight. What does that mean, generation after generation? First of all, he says those that went with him, seeming to indicate that Beis Shammai begins in his door, which is a discussion in Tosfos. Does Beis Shammai begin in Shammai's door, or does it only begin after? Because we know there are many machloks in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel only argued on 3 points. So how could you make a Beis Shammai in Beis Shammai's door? On the other hand, Shammai had his academy, Hillel had his academy. And then he says generation after generation. Well, how many generations did that last? Hillel HaZaken, and those who went after him, generation after generation, they're called Beis Hillel. Okay, same question. Is it that generation? Is it later generation? How many generations? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, who was called a Chosid. Whenever they say about Rabbi Yehuda, Maise bechosid echod, that's a reference to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. You want to miss all of this. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Right, isn't it good we read this? How would we know that? That Maise bechosid echod. On the spot.
What does that mean?
Okay, in Shabbos.
Oh, in Shabbos, non-brachos.
Non-brachos. Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon.
There.
Right. I meant in Shabbos, not in brachos. Right, sorry.
Like the brachos is right here.
So no, right. It's not there.
What was that comment about Rabbi?
That Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi is the one that they refer to throughout the Talmud whenever it says Ma'ase bechosid echad. Story happened with one chosid. That's reference Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. He says.
Right.
Now we know the code for him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was really the son of Rabbi Akiva. Here he's going with Rashi over there in Shavuos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechonia ben Akona, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and that's not the regular Rabbi Yossi, because you find Rabbi Yossi arguing on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Stam Rabbi Yossi is not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We know Stam Rabbi Yossi, Rashi says, is Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta.
Which is the Rabbi Yossi with the machlok with Rashbi and...
Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta.
That's the Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta.
Rabbi Yishmael. And the regular Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, ben Azai, who we know is Shimon ben Azai. His real name was Shimon ben Azai. And Rabbi Nasa. And that was all from Tractate Brachos. Then we go on to Peya, and we have a few names that didn't appear in Brachos. You have Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't appear in all Brachos, Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Lezer bar Tzodok, We have different gersos, whether it's Bar Tzadok or Berevi Tzadok. Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzpah. The Mishnah over there really doesn't quote him. The Mishnah describes that he planted his field two types of grain, two types of wheat, and he put them into one pile, and then he asked, do I have to take off two payas or one paya? And the truth is, we're quoting him, even though technically he didn't say halacha, he asked the question. And he says, I won't mention Nita Ish Tekoa, because says that he brought two challahs, and he brought challah from Beitar, and they wouldn't accept it from him. And Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim of wine and oil, and they didn't accept it from him. And Ariston brought Bikurim from Rabumya, he says. I think our version has it, Apamya. He tried to bring in Bikurim from Syria, and they didn't accept it from him. So he says, I'm not going to quote anyone there's a story about, and he's giving a bunch of people who he won't quote. And I'm not going to quote Tuvia Arofe, who we're going to encounter in Rosh Hashanah, that Tuvia, the healer, the doctor, saw the new moon in Jerusalem with his son and servant, and when they came to the courts, they accepted him and the servant and not the son. And we also won't mention Yeshua ben Gamla, that he was Mekadesh Marta bat Bitus, and the king appointed him to be a Kohen Gadol, and he married her, even though she was an Almana, and he was prohibited to marry her. Because all of these people, their story doesn't prove they were Talmud Chacham. They happen to have a story that mentions them in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, the Mishnah calls Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. That's why I count him. So he's mentioning all the people he won't count, right? And so too, it tells us about Yoshua ben Gamla. What? So the Mishnah over there, were you asking a question or making a comment?
Comment,
right, okay. So the Mishnah over there says what? Not Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla. Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. And Yoshua ben Gamla. The Mishnah over there quotes that when he asked the question came before Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel didn't know the answer, and together they went up to Lishka Sagazis, and in Lishka Sagazis, they had a quote all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to answer the question. They had to bring someone who had a tradition. So you see, it was a Talmud Chacham. He knew how to ask the right question and get the right answer. So he says, from here you'll understand in all other cases that I'll only quote those that were rabbis, not just anyone that's mentioned in the Mishnah as a story. So the next person he mentions is Nachum HaLavlar, and then Rabbi Miyasha. He's the one that quotes. Amar Rabbi Miyasha, in that Mishnah, Rabbi Miyasha says, I have a tradition from my father going back, till Halacha Moshe Misinai, that this is the Halacha when you put two types of wheat together and you make one pile, whether you do give one pay or not. Rabbi Shua ben Beteira. In Maseches Demai, we meet Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who is the father of Rabbi. He's the father of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. In Kalayim, we meet Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar, who is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So when we meet up Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, we'll know it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua.
Are there Rabbi Elazars?
There are. There's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There are other Rabbi Elazars. Rabbi Yossi ben Achotef Efrati, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. In Shvius, we encounter Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Rabbi Chutzpita Turgimon, and in Trumos, we meet Rabbi Lozer Chisma, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, Rabbi Nechemia, and Rabbi Tzadok. And we'll pick up here. We'll finish off with the names, Be'ezrat Hashem. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow.